Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave, let's paint the picture. It's the nation's capital. Major and his team have delivered another excellent daily rendition of the takeout. And Major's, he takes a limousine home. Takes a limousine to pretty much the same location where Thomas Jefferson stayed.
Yeah. It's a three limousine parade too, so people don't know which one he's in.
You know, he's right there, and he has a similar monument outside the residence, right? And as Jeeves is driving him, Major says, "What the heck? Let's play the lottery, right?"
Sure.
So Major does not go in; he has Jeeves go in with his own money.
Naturally,
he gives Jeeves a 50-cent tip. 50-cent tip for going in.
Only if he wins.
But as it turns out, Major wins. Major wins the $1.3 billion. He takes the money up front, $500 million approximately. Dave, what do you think Major buys us here on the show? I mean, he's now overwhelming amount of cash. What does he buy us?
A ticket to Don't Bother Me Anymoresville.
That might be. How soon can he send a UPS package? Pay on delivery, by the way. He's not paying for it. Pay on delivery. It was real. I've moved on. Don't ever reach out to me again. That's what we're thinking.
No.
Thank you.
No. I would buy a very small island and put you on it.
And wait a second. You would join
Forever.
Me? We would vacation there?
Wilson!
I would just have Wilson.
Get off the boat. The boat is leaving. See you later.
Wilson!
I'm sorry, Wilson.
You know, I would have to call the ball Major. Major! Major! When are you coming back? I know he's coming back and I'm on the island. How do you think, you both know me fairly well. How do you think I'd last? How long would I last on the island? A week? I mean,
laughable.
I mean, seriously. Me.
If the number is 10, I'll take the under.
Yes.
And I mean minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Any chance I could start the fire that Hanks did? I don't think so. I could lose the weight if I lasted long enough, but no. Did you get away for a little bit, or was it work?
I did.
Okay.
No, I got away. I went to San Diego. Spent a week in San Diego.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We talk about this occasionally. That is still a place that is amazing to you. It's where you're going to eventually spend your retired days. When you went out there, what did you do?
I ran on the beach almost every day.
Really?
That's one of the things I love to do the most. Played a little golf, small courses, not challenging because I'm not anywhere near as good as you.
Did you bring all 14 clubs? I told this story the other day, and yeah, I said,
I didn't get to the car and say, oh, wait a minute, 17 of my clubs or 7 of my clubs are still back in the other place.
He's trying to take on Stone Eagle with three clubs. I mean,
not that it would have made any difference.
Oh, I think it would have, yeah. Now, are you much of a runner?
No. I mean, when I was a younger man, I ran marathons. I no longer do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I competed in one triathlon, but that was a long, long time ago. I just run for fitness now. And running on the beach is a deeply enjoyable experience for me, borderline spiritual. I don't have any AirPods in. I just listen to the ocean. And that's the place I went. La Jolla Shores is the beach I grew up on, beach I body surfed on when I was in junior high school and high school. Never was a real surfer, only a pretend body surfer. And but running on that beach genuinely takes me back home, and not only literally but spiritually.
Yeah, so that's understand.
That's one of the things I very much enjoy.
Well, this is where you and Dave have something in common. Did Dave tell Major about what you've done with triathlons and what is coming up?
I've done quite a bit of running, marathons, half marathons. I've gotten into triathlons the last few years, and I've got a half Ironman I'm doing on Saturday.
Yeah,
wow.
And I might not be back on Monday.
Spectacular.
Thank you.
I mean, mad respect. And were you a swimmer as a young person?
No, I knew how to swim, but my wife is a very good swimmer. She's swam through college as a coach, so she helped me with my strokes, and I'm just good enough to just keep on going.
Right. So for those who are not swimmers, that is by far the most challenging part of a triathlon, is learning how to swim. And I will tell the story on myself. I mentioned one triathlon. And I didn't even do the full triathlon because it was a river swim.
Ooh.
I'd done all my practice in pools. I was not prepared at all for river grass and trying to breathe through grass that pokes up at the top of the breakwater. And I flipped out. I just mentally broke down.
Wow.
I was physically capable, but my body just shut down. And they had to fish me out. And it was humiliating as all get out. The water was only like 10 feet deep. I only had to swim, I don't know, it was 1,500 meters, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. My brain
Were you concerned for your safety?
My brain was. There was no real danger, but I just couldn't hack it. I could not put my face in all that grass in the river water. I'd never done it before. It just flipped me out. And let me tell you this. In any kind of physical exertion, if your brain checks out, you're done.
Yes. Absolutely.
You're done. It doesn't matter how physically strong you are. If your brain says, I'm out, you're out. So it was sink or get fished out. Then they fished me out. And I sat humiliated, waiting for everyone who had my cap on to get out of the water. When the last person got out, then I got on my bike and did the bike and I did the run. So I did a two-thirds of a triathlon is probably the more accurate way to say it, because I had never trained in open water at all.
Yeah.
And I flipped out.
I understand it, because I think we could spend the next 2 hours having people call in when unexpectedly anxiety, fear, uncertainty grip them, and they just had to stop. They just didn't know what to do, when in a normal circumstance, almost any other time, they would be able to reassure themselves, calm themselves, and they would be fine. But this is just a moment many of us have faced, and it can be terrifying.
And it took me all the way back to my childhood, because I had a very pronounced fear of drowning as a kid. Everyone has it, but I just could not ever swim in water that I knew was over my head. If I couldn't touch the bottom and have my head above the water, I freaked out. And I was pulled instantly back to those childhood traumas and childhood fears. And when you're in that place and you're in the water and everyone's splashing around you, and Dave, I think, will confirm this, triathlons can be a little bit bumpy when you're in the water.
Yes.
Especially if you're anywhere in the competitive zone. I wasn't. I wisely went off to the side. But even then, there were still people on both sides of me. And it was something approximating a panic attack. And so everyone's like, keep going, keep going. I'm like, I can't. And they had to fish me out.
Yeah. Dave, there's a lot of people around you that you can absolutely see that happening to a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I know what he's talking about. In a way, I've not done a river one. I swim a lot in pools. Lakes, you get that a little bit. But my first three triathlons were in the Pacific Ocean. And coming from Minnesota and off the coast of Malibu into the ocean, that was a beast I was not prepared for. My very first one, I swam head up the entire way because I got a mouthful of salt water.
Oh,
and said,
God, yeah.
I can't put my head back down there.
And you get that early on, you're...
Yes, I was maybe 100 yards in, and I turned and tried to breathe. And
yeah, that's a lot.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's pause. This is part of the reason why Major is as good a guest as we get, because, yes, we're going to talk politics, but transparency, openness, relatability. He is he's fabulous. The Takeout is a must for me. I'll say this. When Major's not on, my listening schedule changes a little bit. My loyalty is to this guy. Okay? So now that he's back, I'm back on my schedule. You can check out the Takeout every weekday on this radio station at 10. It's a must. Get the podcast. Get that CBS News app. Watch it live. All available to you. We're talking about athletics and moving and competing and physical exertion. You know what Dave and Major were doing when they were getting ready for these events? Flexibility, stretching, making sure their body was ready. I don't care if you're getting ready to run, you're getting ready to play golf, you're getting ready for more pickleball, maybe you're lifting weights, or let's be honest, you're not doing any of that. You're sitting on the couch, you're sitting at your desk, you're working too hard, you're overwhelmed by your family circumstances. You need some flexibility. You need some pliability. You need to do plenty on your own. But where can I go and get some ideas with trained professionals? Stretch Lab. That's right. StretchLab.com. Dozen plus locations in the metro area. Yes, both hands in the air. A customer since 2019. I have a son with a very unique health issue. He goes with me. He's better because of it. I have, I think I'm at five or six of the Stretch Lab locations. They have the best trained people. You're going to see, they're going to give you ideas that day. They're going to give you ideas about coming back. Start with that first 50-minute session. You'll never regret it. StretchLab.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I watched some of the Epstein survivors speak out today as the political football takes place. But as we remind people all the time, there are individuals who live this, who were tortured, who didn't know how to escape abuse that may have been weeks, may have been months, may have been years, and the ramifications may be as prominent now as ever. It was moving. It was powerful. If you have a chance to watch, it is worth it. It is worth showing empathy and compassion and wishing all these folks nothing but the best. So a twofold question, Major, on just that raw emotion. And then on the political side, now that Congress is back, I don't think the public is talking about it a lot. I think the public may talk about it more today because of the survivors, may talk about it more because of all people, Marjorie Taylor Greene calling out Donald Trump's DOJ. So on both those questions, on the emotions and where it goes politically, what do you want to say?
So I'm in New York talking to you from the broadcast center at CBS. I came up to New York to attend the funeral service this morning for my colleague, Mark Noller. I was asked to give remarks. Mark and I worked together for many years. He's a dear friend. I miss him dearly. Journalism misses him. So I did not.
I'm very sorry.
The press conference. But I've read transcripts of it. We are going to play a sizable amount of that sound on the takeout tonight because I said weeks ago on my show that we would treat this not as a political story. We would treat this as a victim story. Because the victims want someone to pay attention to what happened to them. And they are under the belief that there were other people not named Ghislaine Maxwell, his convicted accomplice, and not named Jeffrey Epstein, who had some knowledge of this and may have participated financially, moved money around, did other things that under the law could be considered prosecutable. And they would like those people, if they can be legally held to account, to face some form of accountability. That is a pure request for justice. And they don't know the applicability of the law because they haven't seen all of the evidence and all the testimony and all the things about the money and the accounts and the movement of money and how it was able to happen for so many years in so many different places under so many different guises. And those who've paid great attention, far more attention to this case than I have said you cannot believe that it beggars the imagination that just two people, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, were responsible for all of this. And if others were responsible and can and should be held criminally accountable, the victims would like that to be pursued. Here's where the politics comes in. The Trump Justice Department has already said there is no need to pursue any other indictments, period. So the only way to shake that loose is to apply political pressure of some kind. There are some Republicans who are supportive of this, many Democrats who are supportive of it. Are the Democrats pouncing on it for political reasons and they're not that interested in the justice? Possibly. the Republicans who are defying the president can probably be fairly described as they're interested in the justice of it. But coming to Capitol Hill to speak in a political place about a basic appeal for justice does have a political cast to it, because the victims understand the only way to change what the Trump Justice Department has already decided no more to see here is to apply political pressure.
How should we view what is taking place and what has taken place the last few days with Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, leader of Iran, all gathering and seemingly talking about ways that they can work together and can work against this country?
So China asserts itself as a world economic power. It also wants to assert itself, or at least demonstrate itself, as a world military power. That's what the show of force was in this parade, ostensibly to commemorate the 80-year victory over Japan in World War II. But that's not what it's really about. It's a way to show off drones, hypersonic missiles, other military hardware, and say, look, we have gleaming, brand new, super scary, super sophisticated weaponry, and we can project power in lots of different places. That's a sign throughout Asia, all the way down to Australia. It's a sign to South Korea, it's a sign to Japan. Kim Jong-un there is a collaborationist now with the Chinese in this demonstration. He's already full on board with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, sending troops to fight and die with Russian forces in Ukraine. All of that is to try to convey this sense of alliance and a quote-unquote ganging up against the interests of the West in Asia. Not to project things to scare America within our own borders, but to project a sense of anxiety bordering on fear throughout Asia. Because right now, all the alliances are sort of being scrambled by the tariff conversation and what is the United States' commitment in Asia. What is it going to do with China? What does it have? What kind of relationship does it have with Japan? What kind of relationship does it have with South Korea, with Vietnam, with Australia, with the Philippines, and the like? So many people regard this as a symbolic flex, but the Chinese, I guarantee you, think about it as much more.
Last thing, the president has suffered some losses in court recently on some key facets of the first 8-9 months of his administration, including the use of the military in Los Angeles and also his on his own raising tariffs without Congress. They're obviously both worth watching. Which one do you think matters the most to the administration right now?
I think the tariff one matters the most. The president spoke yesterday in the Oval Office almost apocalyptically, as if America would end, would just cease to function as a country.
Yes, that's right.
If the Supreme Court upheld the appeals court ruling, a 7-4 appeals court ruling, by the way, that he exceeded the authority in the emergency declaration that he says empowers him to recast the entire face of the global economy through tariffs applied in all sorts of places. If the Supreme Court does what the Constitution plainly says, which is Congress invested the power of taxation, and tariffs are quite obviously a taxation mechanism. They were at the founding of our country. They were until we had an income tax. So for more than 100 years, Congress is invested with that power. If you take that power away from Congress and defy Congress's ability to reassert itself, you are acting unconstitutionally. That's what the appeals court says. If the Supreme Court, as originalists on the conservative side have long said they are, they can come to no other conclusion. And they'll say to the president, well, I know you've collected this tariff revenue, and now you think that everything's going to end? Sorry. Speaking apocalyptically and wanting to keep revenue that you illegally raised, sorry. That's inconvenient for you. We get that. But this is what the Constitution says. Not only that, this is what the Constitution has always said. And if you want these tariffs, go to the place the Constitution says they need to be passed through, the Congress. Yep. And don't tell us, oh, we don't have 60 votes in the Senate. Too bad. Neither other presidents haven't either, and they figured it out one way or the other. So that's where we are.
I'm very sorry for the loss of Mark. Had great respect for him. I'm sure today was a somber day. Not surprised at all they asked you to speak. So, again, my best to you. And
thank you.
Get past it. Keep him in your thoughts.
Will.
And we'll talk soon.
I hope so. Thanks so much.
Major with us. Susie, next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susie Angel.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Angel.
That's
true.
Her, she
really
will
true.
Set you straight.
That's also
Susie
really
Angel.
True.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Also really
Susie
true.
Susie Angel. It's time for Susie Angel.
Whoa. Is it possible?
My Gaelic.
Yeah, I thought Gaelic was right there. I mean,
yeah.
Is it possible, Dave Harrigan, that she's actually traveling to Italy and thinks she's traveling to Ireland?
She may have no idea. It was a Dublin, Ohio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Aer Lingus to Dublin, Ohio.
All right. You are leaving tonight.
Yes, in
flying overnight.
Overnight.
Right to Dublin?
Yep. 8:30 in the morning. Tomorrow morning, I will be in Dublin.
Okay.
Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin. Where are you stopping?
Along the way?
Yeah.
We're not. It's a direct flight.
Direct flight?
Yeah.
Hoity-toity.
It's la-di-da. So nice. Obviously, come on. We were just talking about it with my daughter. I've had connecting flights. We were in Paris de Gaulle at like 2 in the morning trying to find our gate. That was to get to Sicily.
That's fun. Yeah.
Then I was coming back from Sicily and had to be in Amsterdam. You know how it is. And you,
oh, yeah.
I think we even
I've been
one.
There.
Oh, you're just like, where's
I've
the
been
gate?
There.
Where's the gate?
Yeah. We got a big trip coming up because oldest boy in about 2 months is getting married.
Oh, right.
That's
be so exciting.
That's how old I am.
Yes.
Hunter and Michaela getting married in this tiny little area that nobody's ever talked about before. Maui.
Oh.
Maui.
Nice.
So la-di-da. Good for us. We're getting to go. And
everybody's
yes,
going.
Well, just the family.
Yeah.
It's a very small, if you're not in the core of the family, you're out. There'll be a big party afterwards at your house. Thank you very much. Thank you. Very kind
I'm
of
offering
you.
That,
that
you
you're going to cook
I
for everybody. We're talking about 200 people and the fact that you're going to take the, if you had to cook for 200 people.
We would be having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You really can't go. Q and I said the other day, friends of ours brought over some authentic jelly.
Yeah.
Vicky and Kent brought over authentic jelly. So we had, Quinny loves the Hawaiian rolls. Who doesn't love the
Who
Hawaiian
doesn't?
Rolls?
Who doesn't?
Dave, tell me you love the
They're
Hawaiian
dynamite.
Rolls. They
dynamite.
They are. I mean, they're, you talk about addictive.
Oof.
The Hawaiian rolls, a little, you know, peanut butter and jelly. You got to go extra crunchy, though, right? Where are we at? Crunchy?
I'm a creamy.
Oh,
yeah. Creamy's
sorry.
Worth it.
Oh, my God.
But don't bust my chops because I want to tell you what I did before I tell you about my trip.
Oh, okay.
I went over to the store to get you your Pepsi.
Thank you.
You nice. Hear that, people?
Yeah, it's probably
that's
warm now.
No, I mean, it's not.
Shake it a few more times.
Exactly.
Okay.
She just slammed it down.
And at the convenience store, you said, oh, there's
cold.
Delicious chocolate. Well, all I could find was a Hershey's bar, right? And I was like, well, that's going to really disappoint him.
Yeah.
So then I thought, I'm going to go and stop at the hen house
and
get a chocolate brownie. And for myself,
what'd
for
you
my
get?
Trip. Rice Krispie Treat.
Rice Krispie
good
Treat.
One.
Because that's going
very
on the
good.
Airplane with
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Dave,
plus,
do you want the Hershey's bar?
Yeah. Hershey's.
Hershey's.
You also, that Rice Krispie bar, how long do you think it would look like that?
If it gets shoved into my bag.
5 years later, would it still pretty much look that way?
Probably.
Yeah.
Full of chemicals, but I love chemicals.
I love chemicals, too. Let's make sure we don't go too far with chemicals.
No.
Can I open the Pepsi now? Let's
sure,
see.
Sure, have a nice drink.
Okay, excellent.
And then I'll tell you about a little bit about our trip.
Yeah. Who are you going with?
My very dear friend, Nancy Cashman.
Mm-hmm.
She was my first sponsor in AA 40 years ago, so we've been friends a long time. She was
right.
going to take her daughters, remember, and then pandemic.
That's right.
So
yep.
I got the tickets, and it's here. And
wait,
I
were you with Nancy at the fair when you came up and said
that
hello?
Was Lisa. That
Lisa,
was,
okay.
I have a couple of really great friends.
Yeah. This
Isn't
a debate.
That nice?
You know, it is.
But it's hard. Who's my best friend?
Okay, who is your best friend?
Lisa. But Nancy's and my sister Kathy. You know what I mean? I get all tangled up.
Okay,
I love everybody.
Dave, let's take out a partner. Can you say you have one best friend?
I think I can. The problem is I never get to see my friends anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, with
kids.
The age of your kids, but, it's very, very hard.
Jason is probably my oldest friend who
yeah.
I would probably say I still remain closest to.
Yeah. I have, well, Gensel, I used to give Gensel crap all the time. Well, I have 7 best friends.
She
just
say that?
She just depends on the circumstances. Like, no, you need to, there's one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who are very close, but there's one best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're flying right there. What's your plan the first day? Because the first day is a bit taxing, although you got a little something to try to help you sleep.
Yeah, that'll be good. Hopefully I'll sleep. But we get into Dublin, we stay at a hotel at the airport because we actually get in Thursday, right? And after Friday morning is when we board our little tour bus.
Okay. So you're joining others.
20 people.
Okay.
Not 40 or 50.
You have no connection with these folks.
Nope.
Okay.
And we go to Dingle. We go to Cliffs of Moher, Ring of Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
We just take our way around Donegal, I can't say it. We're going to sleep in 2 different castles.
Oh, fantastic.
I know.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, this is a nice la-di-da trip.
It is a la-di-da trip.
Why not?
We both talked about it and felt like, gosh, are we going too much overboard on this? And Nancy's like, you know what? We're never going to do this again. I mean,
yeah.
In theory, I mean, I don't want to go. Not that I don't want to go back to Ireland. I've never been. But I have other countries that I want to see before I kind of circle back.
You're going to love it.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Multiple times for me. Absolutely loved every aspect.
You've been to Ireland?
Twice.
Wow.
Yeah, twice. Loved it. Everything. The people are amazing.
That's what I hear.
You know, yes, golf was a huge part of it. But did we still get out and about and enjoy and see some of the sights, including the cliffs and more? Yeah, absolutely we did. Just great. You know, people are so welcoming. They get it. They're spirited. You're going to have fun. I will be it's not going to happen. You're going to come back saying, I want to go back.
Oh, okay.
That's how much you're going to like.
All right.
How many days?
Well, I say this because, of course, you're going to laugh at me, which is your favorite thing to do.
It is. It's number one on my list.
Number one. So the trip is
actually... Sex is two. Laughing at you is one.
Wow, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
So we do this little trip.
I'm used to people laughing at me during sex, so that's why I hear you.
That's funny. What are you doing down there? Anyway.
Oh, that would be a tough situation. Below the Mason-Dixon line, you're just laughing. Hey,
you're kidding me, right?
You think this works? I mean, I'm up here reading a book.
I'm doing a grocery list.
Exactly.
That's what we talk about, us women.
Yeah.
Grocery list.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what I was saying.
Yeah. But, how long?
Okay.
It's 2 months?
No. But we do 1 week with that trip. Then we take a bus to Cork because Nancy has family in Cork, and we're going to go into the ancestral family graveyard of the Cashmans. Then we're going to take a bus to Galway, and we spend 2 nights at a place called the Victorian Inn, and it looks stupid.
Yes.
And then we're back to Dublin for a day and then home. So I'm back on the 18th. So that's almost a little more than 2 weeks. I've never done this. I've never taken that much time off work.
Wow.
It kind of like happened. I'm like, we didn't really, she's like, let's do a tour, fine. And then I got to go to Cork, fine. And I don't really want to come back then. So all of a sudden it's evolved into this.
So are you apprehensive in any way?
Tiny bit. I kind of feel like I wish it wouldn't have been so long. But then people say, that's ridiculous. You're 62 years old, and this is sort of going to be a little introduction to what it's like to have time on. I'm sure Lindsay and Brad hate every minute of it, but for covering the shifts in the newsroom.
How about us? How are you still going to do the 12:03, 1:03, 2:03? I think we have, what, a six-hour time difference?
Yeah, it'll be at night. I'll be at
6:03, 7:03, 8:03?
It works.
We'll send you the copy. let's get it. Well, it is an interesting debate. Because, and there are individuals who will stay healthy into their 90s, right? There are other individuals, whether you get your 50s, 60s, and 70s, and maybe certain places where you're going to walk 15,000 steps, maybe you could do that easy when you're 62. Maybe it's not as easy as 72.
Yeah, you don't
know. Maybe it's 72, you're totally fine. Because you don't want to miss out on those opportunities. But also, I think for a lot of people, they still want to have a reason to wake up every day.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have a reason to wake up every day, and it's not just to go play golf or not just find out about the grandkids. And so can you do what you're doing? Still working, still be an incredibly valued employee. I mean that 1,000%. And also have fun with your life. Yeah,
that is magic.
And it's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that flexibility. Maybe they don't have a boss who treats them that way. Maybe the finances don't work out that way. So there's no reason for you to apologize in any way about this.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But I do think, I don't know about you, but I've been working since I was 14. Yeah. I was stocking shelves at Tower Grocery.
Was that your first gig?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I babysat a little at 13, but really. And so you think, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And you do understand kind of physically being a little bit exhausted, not like physically, but just like mentally, like, God, am I still trudging along the happy road? Am I still punching a clock? And I am. And like 80% of the time I'm happy. I love it. This has been a tough week. It'll be nice to get out of here. I hate to say that because people still have to deal with it.
Yep.
But I think it'll be good. I think I'll ultimately be glad to have had that time.
All right. A little more with Susie.
Don't forget our friend Matthew Collar is with us today because I'm involved in a little R&D project coming up. So we're going to get Collar on because the most prominent business, the most popular business, the most discussed business is about to start their job Monday night in Chicago. And Collar, Purple Insider, is as good as anybody. More with our friend Susie in moments on CCO. It's National Bowling League Day, Susie. So Dave has found music where a term from bowling is involved. Here you go. Life in the fast lane.
Ah, clever.
Yeah. Where does Susie Jones, how does she feel about this tune? Classic for me.
I think it's about a seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Walsh?
No.
Not a Joe Walsh?
Not really. Not a bowler either. I
not
need
a bowler.
Bumpers.
Wow.
I need the bumper cars.
Okay. Dating life for Susie is,
my God.
Where are we at? What's
Non-existent.
I thought, I thought recently there was this guy you were connecting.
Yeah, that didn't happen. But some guy came up to me on the at the fair.
At the fair.
On Sunday morning.
Okay.
And I, of course, you know how the fair is. There's people around and yada, da, da, da.
Yeah.
So different people were talking to me, and this guy standing there waiting, and I went over and I said, hello, I'm Susie, because I always am nice to people, mostly.
Oh, God, stop. Wait, what? Jesus. I mean, maybe Donald Trump is blushing over that one.
Why?
I'm always nice to people. Oh, my God.
Anyway, this gentleman's waiting at the...
outside of my friends and colleagues.
And he stands there, and I say, hello, I'm Susie. And he said, I think I'm in love with you.
Mm.
Ooh.
But then someone came over here, and she's like, oh, hi, what is that? And this is my sister. Like, I got distracted and pulled over, and I got into a different conversation. And when I looked up, he was gone.
Really?
So he got probably too shy, and I probably freaked him out by just, like, guy,
ignoring him?
Yes,
a guy tells you, I think I love you, and then...
I think I'm in love with you.
Then you follow the shiny object?
Well, that's kind of how I roll.
Oh, Susie.
I know, I might have missed my chance.
What were your early impression of the gentleman
he
was?
He was shy. You could tell he was shy.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible because he probably waited to stand there and tell me. He
right.
Professed that feeling to me, and I just blew him off. Golly.
It's possible he's listening right now.
All right, but he didn't even say his name. He just said, I think I love you.
Okay, what?
I think I love you.
Yeah.
If that's what life is made of.
Keep going.
Then it worries me to say that I never felt this way. Dun, 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 dun.
Now he's more in love with you.
Yes.
Susan
K.
Dot Jones.
Susie dot Jones.
Susie dot Jones at Odyssey.com. If you're the guy.
If you're the guy.
Okay. Now you have kind of a criteria. You want teeth. Did you have teeth?
He had teeth, yes.
Okay.
Did.
Tall?
I don't know. It was on the porch. I was up high.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. Yeah. I was taller than him because I was up on the porch.
Right.
Anyway, it just surprised me.
Yeah.
Caught me off guard.
That doesn't normally happen.
I think I'm in love with you.
Okay.
So that's my most recent blush.
Okay. So somebody says, will there be an Irish hookup for Susie?
This is what I'm wondering. Thanks, Texter.
Yeah.
So here's
the answer
question.
Is yes. Just come on.
Well, Texter and you guys, what if Nancy says, I'm tired. I'm just going to stay in and it's 7 or 8. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not tired.
I just stop for a second? First of all, you're with her 2 weeks. You don't have to go out every single night together.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, maybe I'm going to go take a walk and stop at a pub.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
And if I strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
I say to Nancy, listen, I text her, I met this guy named Seamus.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Maybe. I don't
know. So here's what I'm going to say.
What? Oh, I'm excited now.
I'm going to say yes. Then when your body's shipped back and it's carved up into pieces, that was Dave who said yes. So, Dave, are we in agreement on that?
Oh.
We're not in agreement on that.
Okay.
I know. You got to be so careful.
But sometimes you got to be careful.
The Irish would never do that.
No, no. All right, we got to go.
Okay. I'll get ready for the news at 2.
Love
you. Thank you. I
love
you.
Have a ton of fun.
Thank you. So I do the 203 and the 303 and the 403, and then I take an Uber to the airport, and the flight leaves at 7.
Hit the button, Dave.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.